Good morning, everyone. Over the past few months, we've been working through these passages that are called the Sermon on the Mount. Which includes Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7.
登山宝训我们应该都明白都知道是包括主要是集中在马太福音五章六章七章七章这三段三段
Jesus had gathered his disciples around him
基督耶稣在他的门徒的簇拥下
to tell them how they should live as followers of Jesus as Christians
登山宝训主要是基督耶稣对他的门徒讲论如何来在地上跟随基督耶稣的教训。And
Jesus' teaching today is just as important as it was for his first disciples.
所以他不单是在第一世纪对他的门徒讲论，他的话语永远传承，也是对今天二十一世纪的基督徒的讲论。So
could we Well, today we will look at Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 6, if we could turn to that, please.
所以今天我们讲到，继续上次，我们今天开始翻到马太福音第七章，一到六节，翻到的请报个yes。 哦，新约第六节。
新约第六节，好，我们一起来读马太福音七章一到六节。你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。为什么看见你弟兄？ 眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良木呢？你自己眼中有良木，怎能对你弟兄说：“容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？”你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良木，然后才能看得清楚。去掉你弟兄眼中的刺，不要把圣物给狗。
So verse 1 seems very short and clear.
七章一节非常简短，也非常的清晰。
Don't judge others so that God will not judge you.
你们不要论断人。
But what does that really mean?
这句话很简单，但什么意思？
Does it mean that we don't need to bother about what people teach?
是不是意味着我们不用去再去担心别人的教训？
Does it mean we don't need law and order and judges in our society?
是不是意味着我们这个社会不再需要法律，不再需要制度，不再需要秩序？
Should we allow people just to do whatever they like in the society here or in the church?
是不是就意味着不管在社会上还是教会，你想怎么做就怎么做，我们不来论断？
Is that what Jesus meant when he said don't judge people?
这是耶稣基督在这里给我们的教训吗？ 不要论断人，是这个意思吗？
The answer is no.
我们当然知道，回答是不。
Jesus isn't teaching us that we shouldn't evaluate other people.
耶稣告诉我们，我们不需要论断人。
He isn't teaching us that we should let everyone do what they like.
耶稣不是说我们可以。 真的就是让所有的人想做什么就做什么。
Jesus and God the Father, the Holy God, the Holy Spirit are not like that.
三位一体的真神并不是这样的一位神。
A verse in Hebrews chapter 9 says this, everyone must die once, and after that be judged by God.
在希伯来书有这么一句经文，说人人按照定力，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
What we do here on earth matters.
我们在今生今世，我们在这地上所做的一切至关重要。
Because God will judge us according to what we do in this life.
因为在末日审判的时候，上帝审判我们的标准就是我们今生今世的所作所为。
God Himself sets standards, and we have to keep those standards.
上帝赐给我们圣经，教训我们他的标准，圣洁的标准是什么？
So what does Jesus mean when he says, "Don't judge others"?
看在这里，耶稣说，你们不要论断人，是什么意思？
Now, first of all, I think it's helpful to realize that there are several kinds of judgments spoken about in the Bible.
首先，我们要一起来看，在圣经里。 谈论的几种不同类型的 judge 审判或者论断，应该不是论断，是 judge 审判。
There is clearly one main judgment day at the end of the world when God will judge us all.
第一种类型的审判是末日性的审判，就当末日审判的时候，神会审判世上所有的人。
Remember, everyone must die once, and after that, the judgment from God.
因为圣经明白无误地告诉我们，按照定命，人人都有一死，而且死后必有审判。
And the result of that is that we will go then to heaven or to hell.
更直接地说，审判的结果。 就是两个结果，一个是进入永生的天堂，另一个是进入灭亡的地狱。
God made us as human beings His special creation.
上帝在创造的时候，让我们人成为一个尊贵的创造，按照他的形象被造。
So that we could relate to God like Son to Father.
所以我们跟神的关系就像父和子的关系一样。
So He wants us to be in heaven with Him.
对，神的心意是让所有被造的人与他永远同在。
But of course, that's impossible when people choose to reject Him.
但是当一些人拒绝他的时候，这变成不可能。
So the key issue in this most important judgment is. What relationship do we have with Jesus, with God?
所以我们就需要思想，我们与神的关系到底是一种什么样的关系？
This is the key issue of our lives.
这是我们每一个人必须问的一个至关重要的问题。
It determines our eternal well-being.
因为我们跟神之间的关系决定了我们将来。 在永恒里去哪里？
And this judgment, of course, is made by God Himself.
而最终的审判的主权完全是在创造者至高神的手里。
Now, secondly, there is a judgment during our lives as Christians here on earth.
这是刚才我们讲的是末日性的审判，第二种审判是一种。 管教性的审判，就是我们基督徒生活在地上会遭遇的上帝的审判。
I please could we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
让我们一起打开哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11, has the main passage in the Bible that teaches us about the communion service.
哥林多前书十一章有一段重要的经文，也是我们每个月第一周所朗读的，就是圣餐的设立。
So let's read from 1 Corinthians 11, verses 27 to 32.
让我们一起来读哥林多前书十一章二十七到三十二节。我希望大家都应该翻到。好，一起来读。所以，无论何人不按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身，主的血。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯，因为人吃喝，若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的，与患病的，死的也不少。你们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被逐产之地，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
So this passage says that if we eat and drink the communion bread and the cup, the drink, in a careless or casual way without due honor and thought to God, God will judge us.
在这里，圣经严厉地提醒我们，当我们在领圣餐，在吃主的饼，喝主的杯的时候，我们怀着一种随随便便、轻轻忽忽的态度的时候，神的审判必会临到。
And verse 30 has a very strong meaning.
在第三十节有一个非常严重的警告。
That is why many of you are sick and several have died.
因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病死的也不少。
In other words, if we are casual and not giving God his right place in our life, we may have poor health or other consequences.
圣经在这里也在提醒我们，如果我们来到神的面前，不是一种敬畏的态度，而是一种轻轻忽忽、随随便便的态度，神在身体，我们的身体患病上面，会带给我们一些惩罚。
And this.May be true when we think of other aspects of our Christian life.
这是非如此的真实，当我们在思想我们基督徒生活的时候。
We should not be casual about our trust and belief in God.
我们对神的信靠真的是发自我们的内心，还是我们以随便的态度来对待神吗？
So,What does Paul say is the solution or protection from such punishment?
所以，圣经也在这里告诉我们，神用一些患难、一些病痛来处置我们，是对我们的圣徒的一个保护。
Well, verse 31.Tells us the answer, and then verse 32 tells us why.
在三十一节，他告诉我们结果是怎么样。如果我们轻轻忽忽的对待神，但三十二节他告诉我们，他会怎样来保护我。
Verse 31 says, if we examine ourselves first, we will not come under God's judgment.
三十一节提醒我们，我们若先分辨自己，就 不至于受审。
In other words, we need to be constantly examining our life, but with the Holy Spirit, so that we are seeking to do what God really wants us to do.
所以在这里，圣经不停地提醒我们，当我们在行事为人的时候，我们不是按照我们肉体的欲望想怎么去做就怎么去做，而是分辨，按在圣灵里分辨，让我们知道我们该当怎样顺服神的旨意去做出我们的决定。
And this doesn't just apply to the way in which we take part in the communion service, but it applies to other aspects of life as well.
所以当我们聚在一起领圣餐的时候，神提醒我们要有这样警醒的心，是为了让我们在平时每日的每时每刻的生活当中都要这样的警醒。
And it tells us that God, God does this. He warns us through this judgment of us.
三十二节提醒我们，免得我们需要警醒，免得在受审的时候被逐出。
When we are believers in Jesus, God disciplines us so that we will wake up to what we are doing and return to honor and obey God.
我们要记住，神的儿女，神一定会管教。管教的目的是让我们重新回转归向神。
We don't have time to look at Hebrews chapter 12, but this chapter teaches the same kind of thing.
我们今天没有更多的时间去带大家看希伯来书十二章。希伯来书十二章更清楚地告诉我们，神的儿女他必管教，管教的目的是为了让我们成为圣洁。
Some of the difficulties that we experience regarding our health or other problems in life.
当我们在生活中遭遇病痛，遭遇健康的疾病，遭遇各种各样的患难的时候，
Some of these struggles may be God's discipline to wake us up to really seek Him.
很多时候我们要有个警醒的心，我们身上的病痛有一些很可能是来自神的审判，是叫我们通过我们的病痛摇醒我们，让我们回转归向神。
Hebrews says the Lord corrects everyone he loves.
希伯来书提醒我们，神所爱的他必管教。
And disciplines everyone he accepts as a child.
管教像父母管教孩童一样。
We are to endure problems and sufferings as being the father's discipline and guidance for us.
就如同慈父严厉的管教儿女，让他们走上正路。
And then there is a third kind of judgment mentioned briefly in the Bible as well.
So, 刚才我们讲的第一种是末日性的审判，第二种是管教型的审判。现在我们要讲圣经里给我们提醒我们的第三种类型的审判。
We might call this the judgment for rewards.
这种审判可能是一种最终得赏赐、得奖赏的审判。
We aren't told a lot in the Bible about this, and that's perhaps because when we think of life after death, think of heaven. We don't, it's very difficult for us to have a good idea of what it will be like.
对这种类型的审判，我们可能没有清晰的认识。
But let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
让我们一起打开哥林多前书第三章。
We'll read 1 Corinthians 3, verses 11 to 15.
让我们打开哥林多前书第三章，一起来读11到15节。大家翻到了吗？翻到了，我们一起来读。因为经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
So in this passage, the life of each one of us who believes is compared to a building.
在这段经文里，我们看到圣经将我们每个基督徒的生命在地上的旅程，就像建造房屋的过程一样。
Jesus is the foundation on which we build.
基督耶稣他是我们建造房屋的根基。
And each one of us builds a building on the foundation of Jesus by serving him every day.
所以我们通过来服侍基督耶稣来建造我们的属灵的房。
Verse 13 says, the quality of each believer's work, that is, the building we build, will be seen on the day of judgment.
第十三节提醒我们，我们每个基督徒，我们在基督耶稣的根基上所建造的工程，在那最后末日审判的日子将要表明出来。
And on the day of judgment, it's as if our life, this house or building that we have built on the foundation of Jesus, will go through the fire.
在最终有火要试验我们个人的工程。
And if what we have built in our life,survives the fire, we will receive a reward.
如果我们的工程在火的试验中被保存，我们将要得奖赏。
But if our work is burnt up, we will be saved, we will go to heaven, butwith nothing in our hands, so to speak.
但是如果我们的工程被火烧毁，我们虽然我们永远的去处，我们得救，但是我们这个建造工程的人会受到亏损。
So what are you and what am I building in our lives?Day by day now.
所以我们基督徒，我们每天在基督耶稣的根基上所付出的建造。
When we stand before God, Will our life pass through the fire and remain strong and good?
当耶稣基督再来的时候，我们站立在他的面前，我们是会得奖赏，还是会得亏损？
Or will we simply stand there with nothing in our hands?
会不会我们站在主基督耶稣的面前，我们两手空空
？Again, God will be the one who judges us.
最终审判的是我们的创造主，我们的神。
So there's a main judgment we will face as to whether we have known God and have trusted in Jesus.
所以我们最终的试验的事情是我们在基督耶稣身上的信仰。
We are also being judged in the way in which we live now for God.
我们在今生今世，我们的生活方式，我们的行为，也是审判的标准。
And for those who have built well, and served God well in this life,There will be rewards.
如果我们尽心忠心的侍奉神，我们将得到那最终的奖赏。
But there are many times in life when we do need to evaluate and make judgments.
但是在很多时候，我们需要警醒。
For instance, Jesus gives us guidelines about how we should administer church discipline within our church body.
今天耶稣提醒我们，我们需要如何来看待教会对我们的管教。
If we believe someone is not acting properly as a Christian,What should we do?
如果我们知道有人在陷在罪，我们该怎么做？
I'd like you to turn to one more passage, which comes from Matthew chapter 18.
我们去打开马太福音十八章。怎样对待有过错的弟兄？
And we'll read from verses 15 to 17.
我们一起来打开马太福音十八章，我们一起来读15到17节。倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
So if somebody wrongs us,or does something inappropriate, we can go and talk with him individually to try and put it right.
如果在教会有弟兄姐妹得罪了你，你首先要做的是，你首先要去跟这个冒犯你的弟兄姐妹。尽你的力量去和他和解。
But if the person is not willing to talk the matter through or put things right, we then are to talk to other members of the church and go and visit with one or two witnesses.
但是如果私下里这个得罪你的人不肯跟你和解，你第二步要做的就是和教会的一两个人同去，继续尽你们的力量劝说他与他和解。
And then it says if the person is still not willing to change, there comes a point where if the church agrees, that person would not be considered to be a member of the church.
如果在这样的条件下情况下他还是不肯和解，那就走第三步，就要把这件事情告诉教会，让教会去让你们和解。但是如果他连教会的和解他也不愿意听，那就要把他去除，从就在这里他是告诉我们，就让他不会成为我们教会的成员。
Jesus is saying to us that we shouldn't just get angry with somebody and refuse to have anything to do with them.
我们绝对不应该在教会两个人发生了矛盾就气急败坏，老死不相往。
So often, when somebody does something we don't like, then we get upset and we overreact and condemn the other person.
在很多时候在人与人相处的时候，我们如果被得罪，我们不应该被激怒，而在到处背后说这个人的坏话。
But Jesus is saying to us, don't rush to condemn people. Don't get angry and yell at them and tell them how terrible they are.
耶稣在这里给我们的教训是，千万不要气急败坏，对对方大喊大叫，告诉他们他们有多么多么的坏。
They may have done something wrong, but we need to think very carefully about it, instead of getting angry and yelling.
对方也许真的是有错，但我们的反应绝不应该是气急败坏，大喊大叫。
We have to check with other believers to make sure that we are not just demanding our own view on the person we think has done wrong.
有必要的话，我们甚至需要教会别的弟兄姐妹到他们那里去求证。
So we go and talk to them.Try and work it through together, rather than, talk to others and speak negatively about them.
我们最正确的反应永远应该是与那个冒犯你的弟兄去和解，而不是在别的人面前说他的坏话。
Remember, we are all sinners.
我们一定要记住，我们都是罪人。
Our wrong behavior, wrong speech, wrong attitudes are endless.
我们自己错误的言语、错误的举动、错误的态度一直存在。
Before God, we are not in a position to look down on other people because we are also sinners.
在神的面前，我们永远没有任何特权去认为别人错的比我们更厉害。
So Jesus is saying, we should not rush to judge other people, but we should judge ourselves.
耶稣在这里通过这个有错弟兄和解的原则告诉我们。我们首先要做的是先审查我们自己。
And when we do that, we can have a different attitude to people we disagree with.
当我们在匆匆忙忙的发怒于对方的时候，我们如果没有审查自己，我们就落入神的审判。而当我们仔细的去审查我们自己，我们就会在很多情况下，我们会得出完全不同的结果。
I think this is a very important thing that we do, should do, in the communion service, each time we have a communion service.
所以当我们在领受圣餐的时候，我们真的是应该认真地审查我们自己，我们有没有得罪神，得罪我们的弟兄。
So we take the bread and the drink to remind us that Jesus' body was broken, that his blood was shed to save us from our sins.
基督耶稣的身体为我们舍，他的宝血为我们流，就是为了让我们从这些破碎的关系当中被修复，让我们把从这罪里面被拯救出来。
And when we do that, we can also review the days and weeks past to confess our sins and to repent and ask God's forgiveness.
当我们有这样的心，圣灵光照我们，让我们看到我们自己得罪人的地方，得罪神的地方，我们需要来到神面前。
And Jesus is saying, if we do not do that, then God will judge us according to the kind of judgments we are making on other people.
如果我们不按照神的话语去做，圣经在这里提醒我，在最后那一天，神会根据我们对别人的论断来审判我们。
Could we just finish by looking back again at Matthew chapter 7, please?
在结束之前，让我们再回到马太福音第七章。
In verse 1 and 2, we are told if we don't judge ourselves and confess and repent, then God will judge us according to the standards we are using on other people.
第七章告诉我们，不要论断人。如果我们论断了人，也必怎样？按照我们论断人的标准，最后被审判。
And then in verses 3 to 5, Jesus uses the illustration of looking at the eyes of other people and seeing specks in their eyes when, in fact, we may have a big piece of wood in our eyes.
三到五节告诉我们，我们特别擅长看到别人的问题，我们看到别人眼里有根刺，却从来没想到我们的眼里有一根巨大的梁木。
In other words, we can be very upset about someone else's sin without realizing how sinful we are.
我们经常会被对方的罪给激怒，但是却从来没想到我们自己也是个罪。
So we need to ask the Lord to help us to become more aware of our sins, our faults.
我们要做的是在神面前请他我们自己得罪神的地方。
And help us to become more like Jesus so that our faults can be removed or transformed.
我们要做的是我们要走的是成圣的道路，要在基督耶稣面前认罪悔改，让我们的罪 成为我们得胜的一个机会。
So Jesus is saying, don't rush to judge others.
所以耶稣在这里再一次提醒我们，不要论断人。
Focus on judging yourself so that you can be cleansed, forgiven, and so that your whole our whole thinking and attitude to others will be based, will be done with love and concern.
我们要怀着爱心。如果我们要指责对方的时候，我们先要想他自己，然后凭着爱心说诚实话，而不是在怒中与对方对立。
Because we realize how sinful we are, we will relate to others with sympathy, understanding, and care.
一个真正知道自己是罪人的一个人，他一定会体谅对方的罪。
That's right.
那我们起来吧。
Lord, we thank you that you have made it possible to know you, to love and serve you.
是吧，我感谢你让我们成为一群爱不是你而
By your Holy Spirit, please transform our hearts and minds.To be more like Jesus.
是吧？求你的灵带领，让我们更像。
And to relate to other people with love, care, and concern that honors you.
让我们有一颗真正的去爱弟兄姐妹的心。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.